It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
We're joined this morning by CEO Ben Rogers and COO Jim Haynes. Gentlemen, welcome. Glad to have you with us here this morning.
Glad to be here, Tom.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with you a little bit, Ben. Talk a little bit about the history of Martin Sullivan, kind of where they got their start.
Yeah, we began in Roanoke, Illinois, which is east of our eastern part of the territory in 1926. My great-grandfather, Sam Martin, started the business there in the house, the farmhouse. And from there, the sons of Sam became Martin Brothers, the brothers of the business, and they ran the business. And here we are 88 years later with 13 locations. We're in our fourth generation.
And how about the affiliation with John Deere?
Yeah, that's been a long-standing relationship. I mean, that's our main product line. And very, very good business relationship with John Deere. They've been why we've been in business all these years.
Yeah. Ben, how have things evolved over the years? I mean, it used to be in all the towns there would be an implement dealer, and that they might be their own separate entity, you know, with the affiliation to John Deere or whatever. But now you're seeing, like so many industries, expansion and, you know, either have to grow or die type of thing. And you guys obviously have kept growing.
Right. We've kept growing along with our customers because our customers continue to grow. So as you have bigger customers and maybe fewer customers, you're going to have fewer Deere dealerships. And we've just kind of tried to grow along with our customer base.
Mm-hmm. Jim, you're a local guy. You went to Rova High School. You're a holdover from Klein Equipment. Talk a little bit about that process holdover's not a good word. I'm sorry. My bad. you're now with Martin Sullivan Equipment. You used to be with Klein Equipment, and of course you work with Mark. Talk about that transition period and any differences that you've seen in the way the business was previously.
I think, Tom, it really boils down to scale. You know, you get to a point where, you know, the old Klein Equipment business was something that was running pretty lean and mean, and we could keep our arms around everything. And then you pretty much double in the size of the corporation you're with now. And, you know, trying to get everybody on board to a certain culture has been what we've been working on in the more recent past. And, you know, with that, you know, comes a lot of opportunities for people. And, you know, you get to the scale, you can specialize with certain aspects of your business that provide more value to the customer.
Mm-hmm. Has it been, and I would guess anytime you've got a transition like that, everything from sales concepts to billing to inventory, I'm sure that's a big adjustment for everybody.
Yeah, I'll jump in there and say that, you know, inventory levels, I'm sure if you cruise by any old Klein Equipment store now, you'll see inventories significantly different than what you would have saw the first part of May in years past. That's bound to be a continuing investment that Martin Sullivan has made to this new business that customers will definitely see a positive outcome from.
Mm-hmm. And even in your tenure with Klein, you even saw some growth in their business, though, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you rewind the clock 15 years ago, the growth that Mark brought to the industry was kind of innovative at that point. And, you know, at one point, you know, he worked on the processes and moving into this new venture, that education and that knowledge is going to help and has already helped the new Martin Sullivan business and into the direction of where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Ben, you had mentioned obviously John Deere is your number one focus, your number one line. Do you venture out into any other new product, or when you see maybe other colors on the lot, is that used equipment? How does that work with you guys?
Yeah, if you see other used color or different colors on the lot, a lot of times it could be used. But we do carry along with John Deere. We have Honda and Steel, and we call those the commercial and residential lines. And then we have a real assortment of ag. We call them short lines, where it fills a niche, and there could be a dozen of those that we carry. But our main focus is John Deere, Steel, and Honda.
Yeah. Ben, talk a little bit about the process from your end, coming from the Martin Sullivan side of things, and the process of acquiring the Klein part of the business, and the thought process behind it.
You know, it was a long conversation with Mark Klein. We spent a lot of time making sure this was right. You know, obviously need DEER's approval to make this happen. But one of the biggest decision makers when we were going through this, besides being able to afford it, was the people in the Klein organization that made this transition very valuable to us. I mean, we have a lot of good people in our old stores, but when we were looking at this acquisition, the Klein people with Jim and Lindsay and the executive staff, I mean, that made a difference of moving forward with this acquisition.
Mm-hmm. Have all the facilities that Klein Equipment in this area outside of Galesburg as well had it under the umbrella? Will they all stay running in those same towns at least for right now?
Yes. The plan right now is we're running the same locations, same facilities. We're going to, the goal is to build, you know, build the business within those facilities, actually all the facilities. You know, we have 13 locations along with the downtown location here. That's 14, so the administrative office. But the goal is to grow where we're already at in these locations.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're just a few months into to this acquisition, but any talk, I mean, in the bigger picture of things overall, has Martin Sullivan in the past, like, you know, we want to really grow this thing, and this is this just a start of it?
I think it could be. I mean, it's definitely not the end game for us, but we want to be responsible about it because it's not about gobbling up dealers around you. It's about taking care of the customer and growing our current business, but if opportunities come about, we're going to look at this and see how it fits into our current business. We want to be responsible about it.
Sure. You know, I had mentioned other product lines, and I know John Deere has kind of gotten away from some things. I used to have a John Deere push mower and a John Deere string trimmer, and they've kind of let some of those things go away, the smaller yard type things, right?
Right. The reason they did that was in the push mowers and the handheld equipment like string trimmers and blowers, they just didn't have a way to come out with the product and market it. So that's why they partnered with Honda and Steel, the two best in their lines. You know, they felt like that was the way is to partner. Yeah. That way they can focus on what they're better at with,
sure,
lawnmowers.
Well, maybe this was just popular opinion, but I'd heard say, you know, the farm economy had been going so well for a number of years, selling combines and tractors and, you know, higher revenue type things, that they said, well, we're not going to mess with the little stuff anymore. Is that true, or is just the kind of the way things have gone?
You know, I don't think that's quite that concept could be show some relevance, I would guess. But I think, in all sincerity, I think that Deere looked at their end game and what they wanted to supply to our customer base, and I think that the goal for Deere was quality and, you know, being a premier product. And they recognized that they had some bumps in the road with some of their smaller lines of push mowers and handheld products, as, you know, blowers and trimmers. And they recognized that, you know, Steel and Honda kind of had their act together. So they decided to form an alliance with them and move forward. So we, as a dealer, can put our stamp on, you know, we're a premier dealer offering premium products.
Yeah. Do you have ATVs out there anymore?
We sure do.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Because those were big for a while. I think the sales may have cooled off a little, but I know that's still a good item.
Oh, I think it's a good item. Honda has actually expanded their line to a side-by-side, which with their new Pioneer, and that seems to has really hit the ground running. And, you know, we look forward to continue to selling that product.
Talking with Ben Rogers, he's the CEO of Martin Sullivan Equipment. Jim Haynes, the COO, and Jim, in the transition, say there's a customer, a past customer that had dealt with Klein Equipment and hasn't been in to talk to you guys. What can they expect opposed to what things were like previously?
I think a lot of the same. In all honesty, I think there's the same people there, the same sense of urgency to meet their needs, with a heightened supply of inventory that they're not used to, be it parts inventory or equipment inventory. That can be an immediate takeaway walking in. But I think the comfort level should still be the same, with the same quality and high caliber service that they're used to.
Let's talk about the farm economy overall a little bit. I mean, we've come off a couple of real boom years with high commodity prices, just more capital available to reinvest, I think, for producers in some of this equipment. This year, we went into 2014 with a little more concern. The prices looked like they were going to be lower throughout the year for corn and soybeans. now it looks like maybe this year won't be quite as bad as some had thought. What's been the thought of what you've seen as far as producers? Are they a little more hesitant to buy this year, or has it been about the same?
I would say it's they're a little more hesitant to buy. But I think the funny thing is, as corn prices go up and down, so do the attitudes of our customers. And, you know, it's not always that, that simple. But in this year especially, there seems to be a somewhat of a reluctance to make major commitments. Yet I still think that they'll be done this year. I still look for a very positive outlook for the overall farm economy for this year. And you know, our challenge is still ahead of us moving into 15 more so than 14. We're still in the, you know, the whirlwind of the last 3 or 4 years and how good the farm economy's been.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that the upgrades in technology and then the sheer size of a lot of the implements, everything from planters on down the line, are people looking for that more now, or is it still more producers want more of a middle-of-the-road item than maybe the really expensive high-end equipment?
I think there's two scales there. You know, the growth of the sophisticated, you know, efficiency-driven customer who is looking to add acres every year is constantly looking for efficiency, and technology provides that efficiency. So their demand is greater and greater every year. Mm-hmm. And you know, then there's another up-and-comer that you know, maybe they're the 500 to 1500 acre farmers that have been farming that same ground for 2 or 3 generations, and you know, their capital is in a whole different situation than what it's been in the past. And you know, they've updated quite a bit of equipment in the last few years as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, you know, we're talking on the sales end of it, but of course the service is every bit as important, because if you can establish yourself as backing up what you sell, I mean, that's huge. Right. for loyalty, I think, to name brands, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah, that really how we service the customer kind of builds that loyalty to the dealership, to the brand. It's, you know, we look at it as a relationship business. So, you know, if there are issues with the John Deere product, I mean, it's our responsibility to take care of that and help the customer through that. So it's kind of a team effort with our dealership and John Deere to kind of build that brand loyalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for as much as you'd like to just sell that and have it never have a problem, realistically, it's put through a lot of work out in the field. You know that's going
to
happen.
Right. So. That's why that's our job to be prepared for it, because, you know, it's built by people, and, you know, we have to understand that and be ready.
Mm-hmm. Spring and fall, the craziest times for any of your dealerships, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing, I would venture to say that, you know, this time of year is probably the wildest time. You got people starting to mow lawns. You got people trying to get their crop in the ground, and then you've got our commercial business trying to get sprayers going. So you got all facets of our business running at full throttle right now.
All right. Ben Rogers, CEO, Jim Haynes, COO, Martin Sullivan Equipment. Anything else you'd like to add that people may not know about the company?
I can't really think of anything. Just appreciate you having us on the radio this morning.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jim?
Thanks for your time, Tom, Jim. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. It's good to get the word out about our new company, and look forward to seeing all of you people coming in.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put Lindsay on the spot. I could turn that microphone on over there for you. I won't do that to you. Thanks to Lindsay Hankus for helping set this up. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.